Welcome to the Southern Ford Dealers Scoreboard Show. Culpepper and Marco Coleman will break down today's Jaguars game and take a look around the rest of the NFL, as well as take your calls, tweets, and Facebook questions. The Southern Ford Dealers Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Wells Fargo, Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue, Ticket Exchange, and by Everbank. Let's get the show started. Here are Marco Coleman and Culpepper.
Welcome in, Southern Ford Dealers Scoreboard Show. Culpepper, Marco Coleman. This portion of the Southern Ford Dealers Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Rouse Chiropractic Clinic. And we'd like to start things off with Marco's money player. Marco, who's your money player today?
Hey, any given Sunday.
You like it?
Yeah, Mr. Henny had an outstanding day. Another good day. I would say, 17 of 26 as far as completions, 65% completion ratio, 261 yards, 108 on the passer rating, two touchdowns. The one interception, but, it was a batted ball. Probably something not too much he could do about that. But a very steady day. Mr. Henny is my big money player.
All right, the money player today. Injury update brought to you by Baptist Health, Jacksonville Circle of Care. Jalen Parmalee, who got the start today. I picked him on the fantasy picks earlier today. And
he was rolling,
though. He was running well when he was in there, but he wasn't in there enough. And leg injury, looked like an upper leg of some kind. He came back in, went back out, came back in. Obviously was fighting his way through that injury. We'll get more on that during the course of the week. Derek Cox with a hamstring injury. Boy, talk about frustration, because when he's in there, he's really a good cornerback, but he just cannot stay on the field.
Yeah, I was shocked to see that. In the entire team, it's just been snake bitten over the past two seasons, really, with just the injuries. It's been a big problem. There was a change in the training staff, not the actual trainers, but the athletic, the workout people, the strength conditioning, and hopefully that'll make a difference here over the longer term. But, this guy's got to stay more healthy than what they have been.
And then Rasheen Mathis also left the ballgame. Didn't get a report on him, but was out of the ballgame for a spell there and didn't come back in. So Jaguars getting pretty thin at defensive back. It's a position you can't afford to be thin at in this day and age in the National Football League. I really think that's one of the premium positions in the NFL now is cover corner.
Yeah, and it doesn't help when the guys up front aren't getting the pass rush. See, one of the things is you figure the defensive coordinator, because he doesn't have all his parts in the secondary, he can't blitz because he has to have more people to take care of. I don't have my starters out there. I don't feel as confident when I don't have Mathis, when I don't have Cox out there, as far as covering and bringing blitzes. So now I can't bring as many people in the rush. So now those front four guys, it becomes imperative, because that's not where the injuries have been. Matter of fact, they've gotten stronger, but no extra production out of that area of the field.
All right, we'll take some calls. 800-355-NFL1, 355-6351. Jaguars fans, let me know where your stance is on the quarterback position right now after what you've seen last week and this week with Chad Henne. Has it changed or colored your opinion on what's going to happen in the offseason? Has it changed or colored your opinion on what the Jaguars' needs may be and where they need to improve? Obviously, pass rush and pass protection, two big areas for improvement today. Bueller Swiss Watch Company, proud to be the official watch of the Jaguars. Bueller Swiss Watches are available at Allen's Jewelers in Jacksonville, the Faceted Rainbow in Ocala, the Tallahassee Diamond Center in Tallahassee, Treasures Fine Jewelers in Palatka, and J. Carbone Jewelers in Valdosta. 800-355-NFL1, 355-6351. The number to call if you want to jump aboard and share your thoughts and comments on today's game. If you just want to revel in a home victory for the first time this year, you can join us as well. And you can tweet to me if you're on Twitter at Culpepper, C-O-L-E-P-E-P-P-E-R. Your thoughts and comments. We'll talk more about the Jaguars' 24-19 victory over the Tennessee Titans when the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show continues right after this timeout here on Jaguars Radio.
I'm Stephanie Brown, and I'm thankful I get to spend so much time cooking with my family on Thanksgiving. My coworkers are thankful I bring them the leftovers.
The Jaguars have a home field advantage at Everbank Field. And when it comes to mortgages, you'll have a home field advantage at Everbank. That's because Everbank has local service with a dedicated mortgage specialist and loan processor under the same roof. Everbank's mortgage specialists are ready to help guide you to a great deal on a fixed or adjustable rate, FHA, VA, or jumbo loan. So take advantage of the historic low mortgage rates and get a home field advantage with Everbank today. Visit your local financial center, call 623-4000, or visit everbank.com. Equal housing lender.
Steinmark has never been better. If you've been in lately, you'll notice right away. If you've never been, prepare to be wowed. You'll find even more brand and designer names in fashion, home decor, gifts, With prices up to 60% off department store prices every day, you'll never look better, and you'll always pay less. Find the store nearest you at steinmart.com. You're going to save a lot.
Fuel prices are up, but that doesn't need to bring you down. It's going to be a jam-packed season, and Winn-Dixie wants to ensure you make it to all the Jaguar games. So help keep up the honored tailgating tradition of the Jaguars by picking up your favorite game day items like double-battered fried chicken, juicy burgers, fresh deli sides, and more. And with fuel perks, for every $50 you spend on groceries, you'll earn 5 cents off per gallon, not to mention even more savings with bonus fuel perks. Winn-Dixie is proud to be your one-stop tailgating shop and the official supermarket of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Every 20 minutes, fresh pots of best bean coffee are ground and brewed at gate stations. Keeping the beans whole allows them to deliver best bean coffee in just the right grind to ensure that not only the taste is fresh, but the flavor and quality are as premium as they can be. At least 3 times an hour, they brew up today's best value in premium coffee, including best bean dark roast and French vanilla. In fact, each full-bodied cup is guaranteed fresh or it's free. Stop by gate today and make best bean coffee your premium pour.
Jacksonville's most accurate and dependable forecast. News Talk WOKV. Depend on it.
The WOKV weather meter is a 7. Clear and cold tonight. Low temperature down to 36 degrees. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow. High near 70. Clear sky tomorrow night. Low 48. And Tuesday, intervals of clouds and sunshine. Continued cool with a high of 68 degrees. Stays dry Wednesday and Thursday. Partly to mostly sunny. Highs again up to 68. I'm AccuWeather Meteorologist Brett Anderson. News Talk WOKV.
We welcome you back to the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show. Cole Pepper, Marco Coleman here. Try Sonny's Chicken and Ribs, only $10.99. You get a heap and help of barbecue chicken and sweet and smoky ribs, plus two of your favorite sidekicks and garlic bread or cornbread, all for only $10.99. Sonny's, the first name in barbecue. And here on the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show, a reminder to get a great deal on a Ford F-150 during truck month at your local Southern Ford dealers. Marco, what do you say we get some calls in here?
Let's go.
All right, 800-355-NFL1. Let's go to John on the west side, who will lead us off here on the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show. John, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good. What's on your mind?
My comment and my thought about the quarterback situation. I've never really thought Henning was given a real good chance to lead the team. Based on last year when Henning, I believe he won the first game of the season last year or the last preseason. But after that, the second game, they dropped, and Henning was pulled immediately.
John, I'm going to put the brakes on here before you get yourself in more trouble. That was Luke McCown last year.
That was who?
That was Luke McCown last year.
Oh, that was with McCown.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Henning just signed this offseason.
Sorry about that. But I still feel Henning wasn't really giving us an opportunity. And I do think the receivers are catching the ball for him more so than Gabbert, is because he throws a more direct, precision type of pass.
I'm not sure if it's so much that, John, or if it's that Henning, I think, waits that extra beat sometimes to allow a route to continue and you know, the timing on that. He's got that he's got an NFL clock in his head, as opposed to Gabbert, who's making that transition from having the college clock to having the NFL clock. So I think Henning gives himself more opportunities to make those throws because he gives a little more time for those routes to establish.
Yeah, and I think it's a level of, just natural toughness. I mean, I think, Henning is just a little bit more of a tougher guy. I mean, which calls for you to stand in there and take that.
I got
to
be honest, I have not, again, last year, yeah, there was some chuck and duck. I didn't think that was a problem with Gabbert this year.
I just think, it's a problem this year, but I just think just – between the two guys, the more physical guy is going to be Chad Henning.
Yeah, I don't see a huge distinction.
If you can say that about quarterbacks.
There you go, yeah, as a defensive lineman. John, anything else on your mind?
Okay, well, time will tell.
Yeah, no doubt about that, and we'll have a better picture of it certainly as the season wraps up here in the final five games now. Thanks for the call. 800-355-NFL1. He had all the information right. He just had the wrong guy. So let's go to John in Julington Creek, who's up here on the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show. John, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Just left the game. It was nice to see us finally win.
Yep.
I definitely think Chad Henne should be our quarterback. Blaine Gabbert's a young guy. He's got a lot of potential. But he needs to sit on the bench. And he's going to be on the bench now with his injury. But he's going to learn some more. And I think he'll come around. But we've got to give Chad Henne a chance. He's been around for 5 years. He's sitting for a while. His career is coming to a point where he's got to produce. And it looks like he's ready to produce.
Yeah, I think you're talking about one of the things that I mentioned before the ball game, which is I think unless Henne is great or just completely falls apart, which I don't expect the latter, that you're looking at a quarterback competition again next year. One of the things, though, to let you know here, when the quarterback competition happened this year, Henne was told, yeah, we're going to bring you in and you'll have a chance to compete. But all things being equal, they'll go with Blaine. And it makes perfect sense because you draft him in the first round. He's a young, physically talented guy, and you want to see how he can do it. Well, so Henne was outplayed by Gabbert in the preseason. I think anybody who saw the preseason would agree with that. Now Henny's getting – I think Mike Mularkey has handled this quarterback thing exactly right along the way. I mean, I think he's made all the right decisions at the right times as far as when to put in, who to play here, and when to – when to pull somebody, and now Henny's got to deliver on the field.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Anything else, John?
Nope. But keep going to the games, and let's keep supporting the Jaguars, man. Everybody, we love them.
All right, John, appreciate the call. 800-355-NFL1. Let's go to Matt at the beach, who's up next here on the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show. Matt, how you doing?
What's up, Matt?
Very good. First off, always good to get a win. Especially at home. First time a lot of the fans have seen the fourth quarter this year at a home game, which is good.
Yeah, the bell finally got a chance to ring in a competitive game.
Exactly. And, we've lost every game by more than 17 points at home. But good win for Henne today. Obviously, a lot of positives to build on. Receivers look better. What I want to talk about, though, is next year, obviously, I don't think there's going to be as much of a quarterback controversy between Henne and Gabbert as I think he might see with Henne and another quarterback. Obviously, the trouble up in Philadelphia with Vic. Would he be a good veteran to bring in to maybe compete with a guy like Henne next year just to get some more veteran leadership? Because obviously Gabbert has struggled in his first 2 years here in Jacksonville.
I'll give you my opinion. I think Vic would be a terrible guy to bring in.
Yeah, he doesn't fit what's going on.
Yeah.
He doesn't. Yeah.
And some of the guys who will be available, Colin Kaepernick started today for San Francisco. You figure Alex Smith might be let go. Michael Vick maybe, Kevin Cobb potentially, depending on how things play out in Arizona this year, although it's not looking too good at anybody that they've had offensively. I just don't see that you're going to be able to make a substantial impact play. Now, again, Alex Smith has been very solid the last 2 years. You have to trade for him because he's still under contract with San Francisco. But I really think that because there's not likely to be a quarterback taken, quarterback who should be taken in the top 10. Some will clamor for Geno Smith, but I think he's a middle of the late first round pick at best. I think Matt Barkley's later. Aaron Murray is a guy who's a junior at Georgia. I really like what I see, but I want to see more of him and look at him more through the eyes of the NFL. How will he train? Because he's not very tall. He's just about 6'1".
Well, hey, there's a guy out in Seattle that might be 5'2".
Yeah, all right. Well, Russell Wilson and Drew Brees isn't very tall. It doesn't mean you can't do it. I don't think he's a guy who steps right in and is ready to go right away. Right. So I think it's going to be very difficult to find somebody to compete. And I'm not shutting the door on Gabbert.
No, I mean,
and especially because of the physical tools we've seen.
I think they're in the Jaguars right now are in a really good situation. You're going to come into the 2013 season with two quarterbacks legitimately competing. I think he's going to do well, but it's just two games. Blaine played nine. So you got a lot more work to see. Mm-hmm. See some more out of Henne. His stats show he's had 31. Out of 36 starts and been very average. So over the more play, then we'll be able to determine that. But But I think you come around 2013, it's going to be a great battle during training camp, which, you know, hey, competition fosters, you know, a lot of great play, which you're going to end up having two good quarterbacks, I think, going into the 2013 season.
That's what I expect. Now, again, as I mentioned on the tailgate show, I reserve the right to change my mind based on what happens the rest of the way.
I think
we all do. But if I'm predicting right now, that's where I think it's going from now. All right, Matt, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-355-NFL1. You can tweet to me at Cole Pepper. Lance tweets, only one thing glaring that's missing, pass rush. I totally agree with you. I think that's the biggest issue that faces the Jaguars. I think that's the number one offseason need is to improve, and not just with one guy. I mean, bring in some guys who can rush the passer. It's not an easy thing to find.
The way that you're going about the pass rushing, man. You're not giving the guys – I'm going to defend the defensive lineman for a second because they're not given a legitimate chance to work on the offensive lineman, a lot of them. You know, you're coming in and out after three or four plays. You have to get a little bit of a rhythm. It's almost like a boxer. You're setting up a punch. You know, here it comes in the fifth round. I'm ready to knock this cat out after fighting for a little while. But, you know, just coming out and just in one play getting a sack, that happens every now and then. That don't happen a lot.
So here's another thought I had this week, and I want to get your opinion on
it.
You look at the first round likely, you know, coming up here, and now that we're past the Thanksgiving, I'm opening up to have draft conversations again.
I was going
to
mention that.
Yeah, as I said, no draft talk till after Thanksgiving. But you look at it, and there are a ton of 240-pound pass-rushing small defensive end or outside linebacker types, right? Not guys who can play outside defensive end in the NFL. You wouldn't think based on their size they get pushed around in the run game. So you're talking about 3-4 outside linebackers from Jarvis Jones to you know the two guys at LSU and several others. You know the only guy who may be a traditional 4-3 defensive end is Werner at Florida State. And I think he's only about 260, so he's not like he's a huge guy.
Every down guy.
So my question is, in this day and age in the National Football League, where the passing game is so much more prevalent, don't you have to do something to try to get more speed on the field and more pass rush on the field? And if you go to a 3-4, doesn't that open you up for the opportunity to make that? Now, I know Paul Posluszny won't be happy about that because he decided to leave Buffalo because they went to a 3-4 and it didn't suit him. But in terms to get pass rush, you have so much of an opportunity, more of an opportunity to find those 240, 250 pound guys, get them to rush the passer, than trying to find a guy who's 265, 270 who can do it. There's only one of those guys right now in the top 35 in the NFL draft projections. Mm-hmm. It's harder to find those guys. It's harder to find Bruce Smith than it is to find a guy who can just come off the edge.
Well, you know, I think. When I played in Miami, Brian Cox, we played 4-3, and we took out one defensive lineman, and he would come down on third downs and rush. I mean, and I think the guy at Georgia fits that for. He can play the outside line. I think he can play a Sam linebacker over the tight end because you figure, too, with these tight ends being so heavily used in the passing game, you need to get somebody that can bang the tight end from off the line of scrimmage instead of letting him just run up and down the seam. I think he'd be good at that. And his ability to go ahead and rush. You don't have to be out there all the time as a third down, but he's on the field all the time, in the rhythm, in the pace of the game, going from sideline then coming back out. Sideline, I think that just tears things up for guys for a rhythm to play.
But when you look at the guys who are out there and a guy who can rush the passer from the outside linebacker position, that's great. But if you're talking about transitioning a guy from being a hand on the ground, 240-pound defensive end to playing outside linebacker, he's going to get exposed more often than not in the early downs because he's not used to playing that style of football. So it's going to take – there's a learning process for him to take. I don't know. I think it's something to consider going forward, whether you want to go 3-4. The Jaguars don't have the perfect personnel in every case. Terrence Knighton, though, as a nose guard, does he fit?
Yeah, he can play it,
Tyson Alualu as
he's a free agent. I think his contract's
just,
up.
Just based on the guys he has here right now.
Okay.
C.J. Mosley is a nose guard. Tyson Alualu is a 3-4 defensive end. I mean,
you can still have Mincy as a 3-4 defensive end, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you got some guys who can potentially play those positions and then find some folks who can come around the outside. Anyway, just some thoughts I had this week as I started looking more closely at the draft and who is available. Now, again, 2 years from now, Jadeveon Clowney, South Carolina comes out, if he does, he's a true sophomore this year. I mean, there's your traditional defensive end, you know, 4-3.
And every down guy.
Every down guy.
The, you know, that's the thing. You know, he's got, we're trying to, you know, scout a pass rusher. We're trying to scout a guy. I mean, you want a defensive end.
It's hard to find those guys anymore.
But hey, they're out there. You got to, if you're trying, and then you got to coach that. You got to teach him how to play football, not pass and not run. Play football. And it's every down. And it's not about coming in. You know, you have some guys that are better at certain things, but across the board with four guys, at least two of those guys need to be good pass rushers, and the other two are probably more stout at the run. You just leave those four guys out there spelling when they're thirsty. That's it.
Come over and get a drink.
That's it.
All right, the Jaguars Rewards Program now better than ever. Season ticket owners get all the great premium benefits like Teal Deals and the Gate Gas Redemption Program. It is, though, now open to all Jaguars fans. Get great discounts, cash back, and register to win a trip to the Super Bowl. Visit Jaguars.com and click on the Jaguars Rewards logo to start earning your rewards today. 800-355-NFL1, 355-6351. You can also tweet to me at Cole Pepper. Some interesting thoughts coming in on Twitter. We'll get to those here in just a bit. This portion of the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show brought to you by Iselborn Chiropractic and Sports Medicine. We're back after this timeout here on Jaguars Radio.
The 12 iPads of Christmas is back, and we're doubling down. Each winner gets a new full-size Retina display iPad and a new iPad mini. Register now on WOKV.com. Get the link while you're on Facebook.
McDonald's new $1 hot and spicy McChicken sandwich has a bold kick of flavor. But watch out. Once you go bold, you may continue living dangerously.
So today I left my driveway without using my turn signal.
Uh-oh.
And at work, I fax a report with no cover letter.
Spicy.
But I don't care. I'm taking my 35-minute lunch break now.
Boldness strikes. McDonald's new hot and spicy McChicken sandwich. Now on the dollar menu. The simple joy of bold. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer, a la carte only.
Jaguars fans, there's nothing like seeing the Jaguars at home. And thanks to NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, you can enter for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the next home game. Just text Jaguars to 842538. That's right, just text Jaguars to 842538. And good luck. No purchase necessary. You can also enter at Ticketmaster.com/Jaguars. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Hi, this is Will Rackley with the Jaguars, and I'm here to tell you how important it is to eat to compete. Yeah, you heard me right. I said eat to compete. And you know it starts with a healthy breakfast. If I skip breakfast, do you think I'll be able to compete on the field? Not a chance. If you start your day with a good breakfast, you'll be ready for anything, whether you're on the field like me, in the classroom, or at home getting the whole family into it. Make the right choice and choose to eat a healthy breakfast. To see how you can eat to compete, visit FreshForFloridaKids.com. What's on your plate?
Tired tires, we fix that. Random rattle, we fix that. Check engine light, we fix that. And we fix it for less at Tire Kingdom. Tire Kingdom will beat, not need, beat any other tire store's price on the same tire. Or Tire Kingdom will pay you $200. Michelin, Goodyear, Pirelli, Bridgestone, Yokohama, and more. Tire Kingdom will beat the price on the same tire or pay you $200. Rules apply. See store for details. Tire Kingdom. We fix that.
Hi, it's Brian Sexton for the business experts at Copyfax. It's likely you have rooms of documents in your offices taking up space and they're difficult to get at when you really need them. Copyfax is a document imaging solution for your business. Their electronic storage solutions can handle every document you already have and those you've yet to create. Copyfax can integrate their entire line of Ricoh Office products into your existing network, allowing your team to copy, fax, print, and scan. Call Copyfax or visit them at copyfax.com. CopyFax is the official provider of copiers, laser printers, and fax machines to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Score the ultimate game day experience at Winn-Dixie during the Tailgate with the Jaguars sweepstakes. Every time you purchase two participating tailgating items, you're automatically entered for a chance to win an incredible tailgating prize package, including tickets to a Jags game and a VIP pregame party. Plus, you'll have a chance to play our Bag It and Win game on field. Sweepstakes sponsored by Rotel, Tostitos, Cape Cod Chips, Ritz Crackers, Bud Light, and Dr. Pepper. No purchase necessary. For official rules and details, visit winndixie.com/jaguars.
Jacksonville's Morning News, 5 to 9.
Deadline for action on the fiscal cliff is 6 weeks from today, but don't look for much to happen about it this week in the Congress.
News Talk WOKV.
Welcome back to the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show. Cole Pepper, Marco Coleman here. You can be driving a brand new Kia Optima by registering to win Conn's Kia. Stop by Southside Kia or Kia of Orange Park for your chance to win. Time now for the carry of the day. It's presented by Waste Pro. Let Waste Pro USA carry the load for you. Marco, what do you have for the carry of the day?
Mr. Rashad Jennings, TD. Putting seven on the board is always a great carry.
Just getting into the end zone, and of course that was the touchdown that gave the Jaguars a lead at home for just the second time this year, and they were able to sustain that lead all the way through the rest of the ballgame in a 24-19 victory. Pick up your Denny's Playmaker card at participating Denny's locations and learn how you can win a mega Jaguars fan experience at the December 23rd home game. No purchase is necessary. Back to the phone lines, 800-355-NFL1. We go to Bird in Springfield. Bird, what's up here on the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show? You're up.
All right, thanks for taking my call. I was at the game, and I was looking at a program, and it had Blaine Gabbert as a backup quarterback, but I didn't see him on the field addressed. And I was just curious, who was really the backup quarterback for today?
Jordan Palmer's the backup quarterback. Gabbert's been placed on the injured reserve list, so he's done for the year. That move was made on Wednesday. So might not have gotten him there in time for the printing, but he'd be the backup quarterback, and then John Parker Wilson's on the practice squad if they need to make another move throughout the course of the week.
And I did want to take a bit of exception to a mistake you shared about the way that Malarkey is handling the quarterback situation. And I disagree from that perspective. I think Chad Henne, the first opportunity he got to play, he wasn't prepared. And I think with the quarterback who is not proving himself, and to the extent that Blaine Gabbert had not. I think Chad Henne should have been getting more reps in practice for himself, and perhaps had it happened, it would have been a little more apparent sooner that he should have been a quarterback.
Well, I don't think it's about reps in practice. Again, for starters, Henne was given plenty of reps in the preseason and was outplayed by Gabbert, so you get going, you get that started, and you let it play out. At a point when, after Gabbert had the initial shoulder injury, Henne started getting more snaps in practice. That was after the Oakland game. Henne also admitted that, you know, he, as you, it makes sense, he mentioned this to me on our pregame interview, when you know the starter is playing hurt and you're that much closer to going in, you're going to buckle down even more in terms of preparation. And he did that. And I think that's one of the things that's shown up here over the last two games, the Houston game and then obviously the start today. He knew he was going to be in there quite a bit. But he was more prepared. He did a better job of preparing himself as far as that's concerned. I don't think there was a time the rest of the way where you would say, yeah, it makes sense to put Henne in there because Henne just hadn't shown much early on. And then he didn't show much in the Oakland game, as you mentioned. So I think it's been handled the right way. You wanted to give Gabbert every opportunity to do what he could do, to show what he could do, because it's not just about how do you, you know, particularly after the wins weren't piling up, it's about establishing something going forward, Marco, as we talked about. Mike Mularkey wants to win games, but he also knows that having a quarterback who's going to be able to move the chains and get the ball down the field is going to help you develop other guys like Justin Blackmon, for example, right, as the season goes on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks a lot for the call, Bird. Appreciate it. I that was so good. You just
yes,
that's right. We had a tweet I wanted to get into. John tweeted to me, "We need Shad Khan to create the Jags jungle jump like the Lambo leap. We need more fan interaction." Shorts actually did jump into the crowd.
They need to lower that wall for him.
Yeah, that's a higher wall than they have at Lambo, by the way. Secondly, that is the only celebration you can do. Because it was grandfathered in when they outlawed the individual celebration stuff. Mm-hmm. You can jump into the crowd, celebrate with the crowd, but that's it. And frankly, in terms of fan interaction, if you've come to a game this year and you think that there's been, you know, if you can't see the kind of fan interaction that's been increased, I mean, it's dramatic between the prowl and all the things that they've done in terms of the pregame stuff.
Yeah, the entry of the team through the other entrance.
I think that the folks who have been in charge of the fan experience did a very good job of adding a lot of things in this year. You can only have touchdown celebrations when you score touchdowns. So scoring some more touchdowns would definitely be a big plus as far as that's concerned as well. If you want to tweet a thought on that or the quarterback situation, what have you, you can at Cole Pepper. Have another one here from Nick. Neither Gabbert nor Henny has had enough time to prove his worth as a starting quarterback in the NFL. Jaguars should let the two compete. And they will, I believe.
I think Henny's had enough time to see what he's made out of, though. He's got a lot more starts under his belt. He's had two seasons where he's gotten at least 14 games.
Yeah, and now
14 games.
But again, we'll see now. As you know, players are not static. They don't. Mm-hmm. The guy's not just this good, and this is how good he's always going to be.
Right.
Guys get better, get worse. Injuries,
and
more dedication.
Young. They're both young quarterbacks.
Relatively speaking, mm-hmm. Henny's got the more experience.
Yeah, but 4 seasons for a quarterback is, you know, that's not a lot.
And you're talking about in a new situation here, mm-hmm. and he'll have his 6 starts here as long as he stays healthy the rest of the way, and we'll have a better idea of what he's got. But I'm telling you, I think it's going to be an open competition next year between Henny and Gabbert. Barring some major move, which you don't see often with quarterbacks. Every now and again you see something, mm-hmm. but you usually see it coming from a long way away, like the Peyton Manning deal, when you knew that Indy was probably going to have to let him go after they drafted Andrew Luck, and then the sweepstakes was open, and he winds up in Denver. 800-355-NFL1. Let's go to John in Fort George Island. John, you're up here on the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard, Joe. How you doing?
Good. Thanks, Cole. Thanks, Marco. I think you guys pretty well got it nailed. I just would like to say that Chad Henne is a backup quarterback, or he'd still be in Miami. Gabbert is your franchise quarterback. He's young, very young, and he's hurt, and it was a great idea to go ahead and IR him right now with us going nowhere. Offensive line is the big problem, and it won't be long before Henne's hurt. But, until that happens, draft coming up, you got to get the best player on the board, which is probably going to be on defense, whether it's a backer, whether it's a rush man. I agree with you, Cole. We got to get some rush. That's our big problem. And a great cover corner or defensive back sorely needed. But, Gabbert is your guy. He was a high pick. He's only been here 2 seasons. You can't abandon him yet. He's got a gun. He's got wheels. He's just got no blocking. So. That's my take.
All right, John, thanks for the call. I agree with about 85% of what you said there. The thought about where you go in the draft, I think absolutely. I think you got to find impact player in pass rush, impact player as a cover guy. Last week, the offensive line was not the problem. The offensive line was very good against a terrific Houston defense. This week against Tennessee, the offensive line didn't play as well. So I'm not ready to say that that's the biggest problem. It needs to be better. Pass protection needs to be better, certainly. It was last week. So it's like if you're going to take this new slice and say the last 7 games, starting from last week and going forward, and use this as your truest judge of what you have going forward, well, now you've got 1 good and 1 bad performance by the offensive line. You've got 2 pretty good performances by the quarterback, being Henny. You've got 2 good performances by Blackman, 2 good performances by Cecil Shorts. You've got some... mixed reviews on the defense. Obviously, last week they gave up all those passing yards because they didn't get a pass rush. No pass rush again this week, but they made some
all
plays at key times or all season. Again, I the number one thing this team needs more than anything is a pass rush.
Yeah.
More than absolutely anything. Am I convinced that Henny is the franchise quarterback? No. I like what I've seen so far, and I'm keeping an open mind on it. Mm-hmm. This is not like tying myself to a particular political party and saying, now that's my guy, come... come what may, I'll keep an open mind. And there's no benefit to giving up on Gabbert. He's still under contract. You're not going to gain anything from it. The guy has too many physical tools to give up on, but he does need to get healthy, and then we need to see what happens again. Open competition next year, and Marco, you've been saying for years, the more competition you have, the better you get better players out of it.
Who's going to rise to the occasion? I had to say about the pass rush, it wasn't really so much the offensive line. It was the linemen, the backs, mm-hmm. and the quarterback. Because these were blitzes. These were blitzes. It wasn't just, these guys. When they rushed just 4 guys, the offensive line did a good job just handling their guys. Maybe once or twice a guy got beat, which that's going to happen in the course of a game. You're going to get beat once or twice. But as far as when those blitzes came, very poor.
And it looked like
in that regard.
Looked like especially the interior too, when they were bringing blitzes up the middle.
Mm-hmm. Running backs didn't seem like they know who to block. And like I said, it, some kind of way the communication was mixed up with the being able to handle the blitzes.
And by the way, one of the best blitz pickup running backs in the National Football League is Maurice Jones-Drew.
Yeah.
And not having him in there makes it, yeah.
And he's smart. I mean, he's been out there enough to know who he has to pick. I mean, you figure Rashard, they have him in blocking, and most of the time he's out there
in the pass.
I'm not sure he's really a good blocker anyway.
And part of it is being willing to get in there. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the issue, but part of it is awareness and the mental understanding of how rushes happen. And if you're not back there, I mean, it's an adjustment for sure. Lance tweets, Brunell was a backup quarterback too. Franchise quarterbacks aren't always drafted. That's true. I mean, Brunell's another example of a guy who came to a second team. He was traded for, remember. Mm-hmm. He had been a backup in Green Bay.
To Brett Favre.
Yeah, Brett Favre was.
Kurt Warner got him out of the grocery store.
Right. I mean, he worked at Hy-Vee somewhere and stocking shelves.
Steve
in the
Young from Tampa to San Fran. I mean, so, yeah, you're right. It's not going to just be.
So, again, when you say, look at what he did in Miami, Henny can't be the franchise guy. That's not accurate because. Mm-hmm. If he plays like he did in Miami, okay, he's not going to be that. But it doesn't mean he's always going to play that way. And if he's become a more mature, better, has a better approach, whatever it is, if he's just become a better quarterback, which can happen, then you have to be open and keep your mind open to the possibility. You also have to keep your mind open to the possibility that Gabbert, something clicks and suddenly he looks great next year.
And I mean, that's the thing. You got to understand, too, that Gabbert was drafted before Mularkey got here. He inherited him. So now, the opportunity is going to be there. It's wide open because now Mularkey, he's not tied to Gabbert. He's looking at just winning games.
Yep.
So the guy that probably would have been more so in his favor, in his corner, we got to get him in there, he's gone. So, hey, it's not Mularkey's guy. He's not tied to this dude.
That's right. Sip more, pay less. Any size premium roast coffee, soft drink, or sweet tea is now just $1 at McDonald's. Any day, any size, anytime, McDonald's. I'm loving it. Back with more of the Southern Ford Dealers Scoreboard Show. More of your calls at 355-NFL1, 1-800-355-6351. You can also tweet to me at Cole Pepper. If you want to get something off your chest. Had a fan excited about the wave coming back. Brings back memories of winning seasons. Atta girl, Kim. Back with more after this timeout, right here on Jaguars Radio.
I'm WOKV's Tiffany Griffith, and let's all be thankful that I'm not cooking this year, and of course for our men and women in the armed forces. Happy Thanksgiving.
If you need treatment for your sports injuries or neuromusculoskeletal complaints such as headache, neck, and back pain, use the team chiropractors of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Rouse Chiropractic Clinic and Iselborn Chiropractic and Sports Medicine. Rouse Chiropractic Clinic is located across the street from JU and can be reached at 904-743-6700. Iselborn Chiropractic and Sports Medicine is located in San Marco and can be reached at 904-731-3000. Rouse Chiropractic Clinic and Iselborn Chiropractic and Sports Medicine, the team chiropractors of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
This holiday season, taste the sweet side of Burger King with Cinnabon Mini Bon Rolls and Gingerbread Cookie Shake and Sundae. Come in for the world-famous Cinnabon Mini Bon Rolls, baked fresh daily, filled with the world's best cinnamon, and covered in rich, creamy frosting. And for a limited time only, savor the deliciousness of the new Gingerbread Cookie Shake or the Gingerbread Cookie Sundae, inspired by a classic holiday favorite. Now the sweetest way to celebrate the holidays is at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Is knee pain impacting your life? You may be a candidate for Makoplasty Partial Knee Resurfacing from Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute and Baptist Health. This innovative treatment can restore your knee and your life. Using advanced robotic technology, the damaged part of the knee is resurfaced and replaced with a small implant that's sized and positioned just for you. This gives you a better range of motion and a more natural feeling knee. And because this partial knee procedure is minimally invasive, it requires a smaller incision with a much faster recovery time than total knee replacement. If you have early to mid-stage osteoarthritis and haven't found relief from anti-inflammatory medicine or other treatments, learn more about partial knee resurfacing from Baptist Health and Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute. Don't suffer from knee pain. We're taking appointments now. Call 904-202-5633. That's 202-5633.
Jacksonville's most accurate and dependable forecast. News Talk WOKV. Depend on it.
The WOKV weather meter is a 7. Clear this evening through tonight. It's going to be chilly, a low of 36 degrees, near 40 right along the coast. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a beautiful day with a high of 70. Clear tomorrow night, not as cold, low of 48. And Tuesday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, high reaching 68 degrees. Mostly sunny Wednesday, high again 68. I'm Mac Hugh with meteorologist Brett Anderson, News Talk WOKV.
Welcome back. Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show. Cole Pepper, Marco Coleman here. When you're looking for department store style at discount prices, look no further than your neighborhood Steinmart. 6 Jacksonville locations. Steinmart. More fashion, less price. 800-355-NFL1, 355-6351. Back to the phone lines. Mike is downtown. Mike, you're up on the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show. How you doing?
Hey, guys. First game, phenomenal fan services. And Crystal and Anita, they saw that I had a hobbled knee and got me a ride, got me up on the elevator. They were very proactive. I loved it.
Good.
In addition to that, I got goosebumps when Schwartz scored the touchdown. I think we've just started to right the ship. I will pay to see the effort that's been put out these last 2 weeks. And I also heard a little rumor about Marco Coleman, other than he's a breakdancer and all. I heard he may be on staff with the Jaguars next year. That was floating around the stand.
Nah, I don't think that's happening. I'm hanging out right here with Cole. That's my guy.
All right. Well, I would like to see you on staff. I think you got a lot of insights, and your experience would definitely help the team next year. You take care.
I appreciate it. Marco don't want to take a pay cut and become a coach. I mean, that's that's one of the big issues.
I like hanging out with Cole. We talk a lot about food.
We do. Imagine that. 800-355-NFL1. Let's go to Saqib, who's up next. Saqib, you're up on the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show.
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Saqib?
I'm good, man. You know, the sacks really killed me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand how we didn't give up that many sacks last year against Houston, and they have a really good defense, and we give up 7. You know, that's got to get fixed really quick because we don't want Henny to get killed out there. And the second thing I want to know is from you guys know more than I do, obviously. I want to know how you can explain to me that he's having, I'm talking about Chad Henne, having a lot better, like throwing the ball a lot better and everything, and the numbers look a lot better than Blaine Gabbert. I'm kind of confused. I'm not understanding that really much, and that really kind of, mind-boggling to me.
The two things are, number one, he's been a more accurate passer, not dramatically, but he's been a little more accurate passer. And number two, Marco, it's that timing we talked about, that he'll wait an extra beat and allow the route to develop and mature a little bit and then find a guy who has a half a step rather than, if you throw it a half a beat earlier, there's not an opening.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, and Cecil Shorts, I'm telling you, last year I was killing this guy, okay, and a lot of people were, as you guys know. I'm sure you guys were too.
I just the opposite. I was trumping in this guy because I saw him in training camp.
I don't know.
I was
killing this guy. Okay.
Yeah, most people were, and I tried to tell everybody. But would they listen, Eddie? They would not.
This kid is a real long home run, and we needed that. We haven't had that. We haven't had that since Jimmy Smith and Keenan McCardell.
Yeah.
And if this guy, these two guys, Blaine Gabbert and him, this is too early to say that, but if they can turn out anywhere close to what we have with Jimmy Smith, Keenan McCardell, Alvis Voodoo, and all the Reggie Barlow, back in the day where we had these guys, anywhere close to that, I'll be happy.
Yeah, okay, I think you could see a little bit of a Jimmy Keenan type of combination there, Marco. With
I just want to see RJ Sauer when Blake.
Yeah, I've had too many of those. Saqib, thanks for the call.
Well, just like with that, even for Henny, and you talk about comparing him and the difference between what's going on with Henny and with Gabbert. You figure Gabbert had to play. He had to go to Minnesota. That's tough. Their defense is pretty stout pass rush wise. Has seen Houston, didn't have as much success, but then also you had to do a Cincinnati defense that's outstanding. A Chicago defense that's outstanding, a Detroit defense, a Green Bay defense in Green Bay, which actually played pretty well in Green Bay. I mean, so I think the difficulty in what Gabbert has had to do, and you had a Blackman younger. I mean, now after 11 weeks, yep. Gabbert, I mean, Blackman is a different player. You can obviously see that. He dropped balls. Mercedes dropped balls. You know, so you got to kind of – I don't think Gabbert was completely – they've been dropping balls.
Do you remember – I agree with you, but do you remember a drop today?
No drops today. I mean, he's got – you can say what you want about Gabbert. He had thrown – he played – I thought he was playing well up until this point, just the injuries that were the reason why. It was other things around him that wasn't as efficient.
37 drops by my count before this week, and I don't think there was a drop.
I remember a drop all day. You know, I mean, this guy – you know, like I said, Blackman is playing
one,
better than
– Mercedes had the one juggle. That was the only drop.
But he was doing a lot of that early on. You figure over the course of nine games that stopped Gabbert from having the efficient numbers that you see the past 2 weeks – with Henny.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. Give it some more time. You had nine games to look at Gabbert, to look at what he was able to do. Just two games, and all of a sudden, Henny. I don't think that's really fair to say, especially with the competition that he had to go against.
Again, I think it's going to be very difficult for Henny to totally lock up the starting quarterback position for next year, this year. He would have to play at the level he's played at the last 2 weeks, And that would be the baseline, everything, and then play better than that the rest of the way, right? Then maybe, but I think it's going to be a stretch to think that's going to happen.
Looking forward to the competition in 2013.
Let's get back to the phone lines. 800-355-NFL1. Sarah is at the stadium. Sarah, you're up on the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show. How you doing?
Hi, good. I just wanted to talk about first thing that I think Henny played a very well game, and I thought he did good, and I think Gabbert's going to have some competition, but in a good way. And I think he played a very well game, but he's going to have to keep playing well for to keep playing this position. But I think he did very well today.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think you're seeing some good things and some things you can build on. It's not the end of the story, and I think you hit it right on the head, Sarah. Good work.
Yeah, and also I think Scobie, without him, these field goals were key today, and he really nailed them, and he did a great job today also. Without him, he just did well.
Yeah, you've got a great luxury in a guy like Scobie, who's just, he's almost automatic on field goals. And, you know, Baronis missed the one that could have made it a very interesting situation. At one point it was a two-point game, and had Baronis made that field goal, Tennessee would have had the lead, and then the Jaguars would have had to come back, and of course, you know, you get the late Scobie field goal to take it from a 2-point game to a 5-point game. But having a guy who's going to kick it through the uprights is always key. Sarah, thanks for the call. 800-355-NFL1, 355-6351. Some folks on Twitter saying that Shorts had a drop, and I'm trying to remember which play it was on.
But just nowhere near as many drops.
Oh, on the ball out of bounds. Oh, yeah. The juggle. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's right.
Nowhere near as many drops as you've seen when Blaine's throwing the ball. I mean, in his defense, you got to still look at what the guys on the receiving end and their inabilities also during the course of time. They've played better.
Yeah.
You know here with Henny. The same type of pass plays, only they've made plays with it once they've caught the ball.
All right. 800-355-NFL1. Let's take time out. Final break here. More calls around the corner. Fans, nobody helps you get ready for game day better than Gate. Snacks, food, drinks, and more. Stop by Gate today. Back with more of the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show. Kelly and Lee, hang on. We'll get you after the break for sure. Anybody else wants to join the conversation? 355-NFL1 is the number. More to come right after this timeout here on Jaguars Radio.
The 12 iPads of Christmas is back, and we're doubling down. Each winner gets a new full-size Retina display iPad and a new iPad mini. Register now on WOKV.com. Get the link while you're on Facebook.
This football season, treat yourself to a road trip. Just pick out a game on the away schedule, then hop in the completely redesigned, fuel-efficient 2013 Ford Escape and go long. Escape gets a best-in-class 33 highway miles per gallon. Check out Escape, starting at $23,295 at your Southern Ford dealers.
Starting in SRP for 2013, Escape excludes document fee, taxes, title, and registration. Optional equipment not included. EPA estimated four-wheel drive automatic. Class of small utilities versus 2012-2013 competitors.
Score the ultimate game day experience at Winn-Dixie during the Tailgate with a Jaguar sweepstakes. Every time you purchase two participating tailgating items, you're automatically entered for a chance to win an incredible tailgating prize package, including tickets to a Jags game and a VIP pregame party. Plus, you'll have a chance to play our Bag It and Win game on field. Sweepstakes sponsored by Magnum, Hormel Chili, Red Baron, Kraft Barbecue Sauce, Gatorade, and Bush's Baked Beans. No purchase necessary. For official rules and details, visit winndixie.com/jaguars.
I'm here with Clayton Bromberg of Underwoods. Out of curiosity, how many official Rolex jewelers are there in the Jacksonville area?
Cole, when you talk about official Rolex jewelers that are part of the network, they're counted by doors. Underwoods has four official Rolex jeweler doors, and Mayer's has one. Anybody else selling Rolex watches is not an official Rolex jeweler, and there are no assurances of authenticity when you buy outside the official Rolex jeweler network.
And Underwoods also has a Rolex service facility right here in Jacksonville, in San Marco, Avondale, the Shops of Pontevedra, and the Avenues Mall.
I know you're listening to the game and you're probably not thinking about mortgages, but as a sponsor, we have 30 seconds to tell you about the Vistar No Closing Cost Mortgage. Great low rates, no hidden fees, and like the name says, no closing costs. Go to VistarCU.org for details, because you may not be thinking about a new mortgage while the game's on, but at Vistar, we never forget that it's your money. Equal Housing Lender, member NCUA. All loans subject to credit approval. No closing cost offer not available on VA, construction loans, or reverse mortgages. Certain restrictions apply.
Hey, parent, imagine putting your child in the Jaguars starting lineup during the next home game. Well, Daly's and Shell can make it happen with a Daly's Kickoff Kit Contest. Open to kids 6 to 12. The Daly's Kickoff Kit will win a chance to retrieve the tee after kickoff. Plus, win four pregame field passes, club seats, a Shell gift card, and other great prizes. Just stop by any Daly's Shell convenience store to register for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And there's a new Daly's Kickoff Kit drawing for every home game. So remember to enter each week. Daly's, making Jaguars games even nicer. No purchase necessary. See store for details.
Hi, it's Brian Sexton for CopyFax, the name to know when you decide it's time to take your business to the next level. CopyFax is a document imaging solution capable of scanning and storing every document your team produces. It'll make your office a virtual paper-free zone. Plus, you can copy, fax, print, and scan from your existing network. Call CopyFax and find out how they can help your business reach its potential, or check them out at CopyFax.com. CopyFax is the exclusive provider of copiers, laser printers, and fax machines to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jacksonville's Morning News, 5 to 9.
Think it's a three-car crash. Expect delays in that normally busy area.
News Talk WOKV.
Depend on it.
Welcome back, Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show. Jaguars win it 24-19 over the Tennessee Titans. Snap a seven-game losing streak, get their first home win of 2012. And Chad Henne gets a victory in his first start as a Jaguar. You need a truck that works for you even when you're not working. The 2012 Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup truck that fits your lifestyle. See your Southern Chevy dealer today, proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All right, so let's get a couple more calls in here before we call it a night. Let's go to Kelly in Orange Park, who's up on the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for taking my call. Sure. First thing I wanted to say was I think the whole team stepped up. I don't think you can name any individual to say that they're the ones that saved it and saved the game. I think everybody did. The point I was trying to make, wanted to call in about, I think Henne would do a lot better if he'd learned the fine art of the pump fake. He's had a lot of tip passes because every time he draws his arm back, he throws the ball. But if he'd do a couple pump fakes, I think he could throw the defense off and get them out of position to tip that ball the second time he pumps it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, usually you see the pump fake associated with a double move on a deep route, and you got to have some pass protection in order for that to stand up, too.
Oh, yeah, blitz.
Yeah.
But if he would have a chance to get a couple pump fakes, I think he'd throw the defense off and, you know, they're jumping up there thinking that he's going to throw it, and it throws them all out of position and gives everybody else a chance to do what they got to do.
Yeah, he had the about four tip balls last week late in the game, and then the first one here that led to the interception, but that was about it. Again, you got to have pass protection to take more time. It's that extra, you know, three-quarters of a second, whatever it is, pump fake, then set, then throw again. But it's something worth noting, Kel. I appreciate the call.
All right, y'all have a good one.
All right, 800-355-NFL1, 355-6351. Lee is on the west side. Lee, you're up on the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to comment. I think last week, that was kind of an exciting game to me. We've had some other ones this year. I guess it seemed like we were so close to a win there. You know, and then today's game was really, really exciting. I want to ask you one quick question, if you don't mind. How come when you look at these, where the different players are from, we hardly have anybody from the Southeastern Conference? And I thought the Southeastern Conference had the best defensive teams. Do you have any comment on that, or am I out of line with that, or what?
No, you're not out of line, but first of all, point's been brought up about 6,000 times. Secondly,
has it been brought up?
Yeah, I mean, to me. My thing is always, it's not drafting guys from the SEC, it's drafting the right guys. The Jaguars went through a stretch where they drafted, Derek Harvey, and they drafted Reggie Nelson, and they drafted Quentin Groves, all from the SEC. And those, it didn't work out. I mean, just because you draft a guy from the SEC doesn't mean he can play. And just because you draft a guy from, a non-SEC or a non-Division I-A school doesn't mean he can't play. So, nobody's going to sit here and tell you that Cecil Shorts can't play after what we've seen. And he came from, Mount Union. So you've got to find guys where you can find them. So
we need somebody else besides Miss Smith finding them, though.
Well, we'll see how it plays out after the season.
Okay, well, thank you very much for taking my call.
All right, 800-355-NFL1, 355-6351. Terrence is on the north side. Terrence, you're up on the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show.
Hey, Terrence.
Hey, Marco.
Hey, there.
Hey, guys. Two things I wanted to say. I think, number one, people are going to think I'm crazy, but we need to hold up on the firing of Gene Smith. And number two,
Terrence, state your case on that.
On Gene Smith?
Yeah.
Well, I know he's tired of Blaine Gabbert, but I think he rebounded by bringing Chad Henne in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're starting to see the talent that he assembled with just making that quarterback move, making that change. I think now that you're starting to see the talent come together now. So, and I think once these guys play together, a little bit longer, it's going to get stronger and stronger. And number two, Cole, we need to come up with a nickname like we did for Jimmy and Kent.
The Thunder and Lightning
Kendall
thing.
So,
For Jimmy and Kenny with the Thunder and Lightning, you want something?
Yeah, we got to come up. We got the two receivers now.
Terrence. You're trying to anoint these young guys, too soon, man. Let them win, at least get to the playoffs one time. They haven't done nothing. They're on a 2-9 football team. They doing well. They did well against the Tennessee Titans, the 30th ranked defense, man. Kenan and Jimmy, they showed out in AFC championship games. They showed out in divisional playoff games against stout Pittsburgh Steelers defenses. I mean, these dudes, they still young. I mean, they got a lot of potential, but I think we're a little premature in anointing these guys as just being superior just yet.
I agree with you. However, it's been so long since the Jaguars fans have had somebody since Jimmy and Keenan. We've seen – listen, Jaguars fans know what a dominant wide receiver tandem looks like, right? We've seen that with Jimmy and Keenan. This is the first time where we've seen it and you go – well, this could become something,
and that's my
but
thing.
I'm with you.
Yeah, let's
let
see him
do it
in the big games.
Yeah, let it play
let's
out
see him
a
do
bit.
It when it's something major on the line. Right now they're playing. There's no pressure. You 2-9. I mean, the whole thing is just let it go and just do the best you can. But now what about if you 9-2 and you're playing in December for home field advantage and you got to make the play? Then now let's talk about comparing you to those type of players. You see what I'm saying? That's where I'm at.
Did you have a nickname?
Yeah, Coco.
Oh, just Coco. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm not going to tell you why.
All right, Coco. Let's get to Terrence. Thanks for the call. Let's get Kathy at the beach, who's up next here on the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show. Hey, Kathy.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy we won today.
Yeah. See, that's makes a whole lot better trip to the ballpark, doesn't it?
You know what? We have a house down by the stadium. It's called the Cat Box, and, it is. It was Henny given Sunday today.
Yeah, exactly.
Henny given Sunday. So excited. Always a good day at the Cat Box, but made it so much better when we didn't lose. So, as a fan base, just totally happy to have won today. Such a difference.
It does. It changes. I'll tell you this, too. Having been around here and you deal with the players and the coaches on Monday and being, you know, you the whole city is reacts differently when the team's playing well versus when the team's struggling. And sometimes, you know, when you've been in the desert, a glass of dirty water tastes awful good. And
you know?
And I'm not saying this is, you know, a 61 Bordeaux we just got poured, but hey, it's a little something to quench the thirst. So a victory at home is a long time coming.
Nobody's going to apologize to me when I walk into work on Monday because I'm like Tuesday. I'm a teacher and I'm like the huge Jaguar fan at school, and everybody is like every Monday, sorry about your Jags, sorry about your Jags. So on Tuesday, I could totally walk in and say, yeah, it was awesome. It was a great break. So,
I think that's a good way to wrap things up. Kathy, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
All right, 800-355-NFL1, the number to call. Put that away. Remember it for next week, because that'll do it for us here on the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show. Jaguars win it 24-19 next week. It's a trip to Buffalo.
Brr.
Bring your long johns, bring your gloves, and hey, let's bring the passing game as well as the Jaguars
pass rush.
Find the pass rush, pack that thing up, and get it going. Pass protection would be nice, too, as the Jaguars try to string a couple of wins together on the road. Today, Chad Henne, his first start as a Jaguar, 17 of 26, 261 yards, a couple of touchdowns, and a quarterback rating of 108. More importantly, he's now 1-0 as the Jaguars' starting quarterback, as the Jaguars snap a seven-game losing skid with a 24-19 victory over the Tennessee Titans. If this truly is a seven-game season, starting with last week and continuing on to the end of the year, we've seen very good things out of the Jaguars' passing game. Improved pass protection and pass rush have to come next. Thanks for listening to the Southern Ford Dealer Scoreboard Show, and good night from Jaguar Central.